الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. الله عز وجل mention his Quran that every messenger, every prophet he sent سبحانه وتعالى with توحيد to worship only Allah. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. That the act of worship is solely for Allah. But with that great effort from the messengers of Allah, one after another, sometimes Allah sending three messengers to the same people. After their disbelief too, Allah sent a third one to strengthen them. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ وَاضْرِبْ لَهُ مَثَلَ أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. All their message was to worship only Allah. Yet most of the people rejected but shirk. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them don't believe in Allah except while they are mushrikun. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Most of them were mushrikin. And mushrik is one who believe in Allah and also believe someone else. The mushrik is not the one who deny Allah's existence. The one who rejected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of affairs is not a mushrik. Mushrik is someone who believes in Allah, but also he believes someone with Allah. And the form of shirk mainly used to happen in two ways. Please remember that. It used to happen one way, but in two forms. Exaggeration. Al-ghulu fi salihin. To exaggerate the righteous. To exaggerate the righteous and make them above their level and give them the right of Allah. This is ghulu. Al-ghulu. To be extreme, to go over the limit, to exaggerate something. Exaggerating the righteous, whether they are angels, they are prophets, they are righteous ones, saints, whoever they may be, to exaggerate them. And that exaggeration is going to happen in two forms. After those righteous, either in their absence or their presence, exaggerating when they are absent and exaggerating when they are present. When they are present, those righteous ones, to exaggerate them. To worship them, how? To give them the status of Allah, of legislating, of making things lawful and unlawful. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something lawful, and these creation of Allah who are exaggerated, they make unlawful. Those who exaggerate them make it unlawful. If Allah makes something unlawful, and those they exaggerate, make them lawful, they make it lawful. Subhanallah. Allah says this is haram. These people, they know that. But this saint, or this sheikh, or this scholar, whoever he may be, religious, the head of a religious, comes, he makes, and he considers what Allah makes lawful, unlawful. And people start believing that thing to be unlawful. Even though they know Allah made it lawful. Take an example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited one time, one day, the ayah in Surah Tawbah, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إله واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون. In the verse Allah mentioned that the Christians, they take their religious leaders as gods besides Allah, arbaban, ay aliha, and that they worship them. There was a Christian man who had a cross in his neck. He said, lasna na'buduhum, we don't worship them. He denied what the verse mentioned, that they worship their religious leaders. He said, we don't worship them. Allah mentioned the ayah that they worship their religious leaders. And he said, no, we don't worship them. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him a question. He said, if Allah makes something unlawful, and they make it lawful, don't you consider it to be lawful? He said, yes. If Allah makes something lawful, and they make it unlawful, don't you consider it unlawful? He said, yes. He said, فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُمْ, that's their worship. Allah makes it lawful, and you know it. They make it unlawful, and you know it, and you believe to be unlawful. He said, yes. He said, that is their worship. So these people, religious leaders, were exaggerated in a way they were believed they can make unlawful what Allah make lawful. And they can make lawful what Allah make unlawful, because they are being believed to be representing Allah. To be representing Allah, and that's not for anybody. Not even for a messenger. Not even for a prophet. Ya ayyuha nabi, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. Oh, the prophet, why are you making, why are you staying away from, why are you refraining from, why are you making unlawful that which Allah make lawful for you? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah is not commanding you to take the angels and the prophet as gods besides him. Allah is not giving an angel or a prophet a position, a status that they take the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah make lawful, they make unlawful, then it's considered to be with Allah unlawful. No. It is Allah who make things lawful, and he make Allah unlawful. So this is the form of exaggerating the righteous while they are present. So this sheikh says this haram, they make it haram. Even though they know Allah make it unlawful. And by the way, this aqidah, this creed is not action. It's a different. Now this country, if you are 21 years old, you have ID, you can buy alcohol, liquor. And then a Muslim goes there because he's at the age of 21 and he buys the alcohol. While he believes he's committing sin, he's disobeying Allah. Is this what the ayah talks about? No. The ayah is not talking about someone who believes when he's doing what Allah makes unlawful. He believes it's unlawful. He believes it's haram. He believes he is sinner. The ayah is not talking about. It's someone who exaggerates those who make unlawful such a way he believes if they make it unlawful, it must be unlawful. If they make it lawful, it must be lawful. Even though he know Allah make it unlawful, from there on, he takes it lawful because the leaders did that. Mainly religious leaders. That's one form of exaggerating the righteous, exaggerating the religious people, and giving them the right of Allah. Other form, when they are absent. And this is a lot in Quran. Exaggerating when they are absent. How? Giving the act of worship, like invocation, dua, supplications. Why you calling the dead? Why you calling the angel, the absent? Why you calling the jinn? The jinn, هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. These are our intercessors with Allah. They talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for us on behalf of us. How you ended up calling other than Allah, calling the sheikh who passed away, calling the prophet who passed away, how you calling, how you worshiping? مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. We don't worship them but to get us closer to Allah. You cannot go straight to Allah, you have to go through to Jesus. You have to go worship Allah by the name of Jesus. You have to go by the way of the 12 imams, by the way of Jailani or Tijani. You have to call Ali, you have to call Hussein, you have to call us that Sheikh. Allah to accept your dua, to get what you want. This exaggeration. That sheikh you call in, that companion you call in, that prophet you call in, is not even aware of you. Will he be aware of you? He is not answering to you. And he will not respond to you until the day of judgment. The day of judgment, he will respond to you and he will deny it. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Who is more astray? The one who call him besides Allah. Anyone other than Allah. مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ. Someone who is not answering them. You go into the grave of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of the creation. You go to his grave. You are asking him, is he going to answer to you? صلى الله عليه وسلم.
No.
مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ. He's not answering to you. Let alone Sheikh Jailani, let alone Sheikh Ahmed Tijani, let alone any other Sheikh, let alone Ali Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they are not answering to you. This is the description. Who is more astray? Who is more astray than one, someone who calling, someone who is not answering until the day of judgment? If we go to now, how many issues we differ? If we go now to the grave of the Prophet and we ask him, O the Messenger of Allah, what's the rule of this? Are we expecting the Prophet to give us answer?
No.
No. If two people have conflict, business partners, husband and a wife, brothers, mashayikh, and they go to the grave of the Prophet, let alone calling him from far, and they say, O the Messenger of Allah, judge between us. Will he judge between them?
No.
He will not answer to them. Someone go to the Messenger of Allah, oh, the Messenger of Allah, really today I'm desperate to eat food. I didn't eat last night. I need food. Can you give it to me 10 riyals? Saudi riyals? Will Prophet give to him? No, he will not respond to. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are unaware of their call. So Allah mentioned in this ayah two things. Something which we see it and we know it and we witness that they don't answer to us. Those who pass away don't answer to us. No one can deny that. We all witness to that. And another thing that it's unseen to us, which is وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are unaware of their call. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً. And when people are gathered, they will be their enemy. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And they will disbelieve and reject their worship. So this is a form of exaggerating those who pass away. Worshipping them, slaughtering for them, making vow for them, calling them. Hear what those people, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, Ya Fatima. This is what you hear. Somebody wanted to stand him. He about to fall down. Imam of a so-called mosque. Say, Ya Ali, why are you calling Ali? Oh Jesus, why are you calling Jesus? And if you go to the book of Allah, from beginning to the end, لا إله إلا الله. From beginning to the end, the book of Allah, who to call? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You, O Allah, you alone we ask help, we ask aid. This is Surah Al-Fatiha, first surah of the Quran, right? What's the last surah of the Quran? قل أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس. Who you seek refuge in? رب الناس, the Lord of the creation, the God of the creation, the owner of the creation. It is Allah from beginning to the end of Quran. It's only calling Allah. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. The first surah, the first verse Allah revealed from Quran. توسل بالله تبارك وتعالى بأسماء وصفاته. Read. Seeking help in the name of the Lord who created. Not in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of saint. بسم ربك الذي خلق. With all these, you will find calling sheikhs, calling the Prophet, Ya Madad, Ya Rasulullah, Madad, Ya Jailan, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, Ya Ghawth al-A'zam. Why it happened? It's exaggeration. They give them the haqq of Allah to a makhluq, to a creation. So remember, the cause of deviation is al-ghulu, exaggerating the righteous in their presence and in their absence. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and those Muslims and give us, all of us, good ending. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.